Good day to all of you. This is in continuation of module 2 for the chapter Combustion and Flame for class 8th science. In today's module, we are going to learn little more about these fuels. Whenever we are asked to choose a fuel among the list of solid, liquid and gaseous fuels, what do we expect is? We expect that the fuel that we are using should give us maximum heat so that our process, may it be cooking or boiling or whatever it is, can be done quickly. So every fuel undergoes combustion to produce heat, there is no doubt about it. But there are fuels which produce more heat and there are fuels which produce less heat. So, based on this factor, the fuels are titled as fuels of high efficiency and fuels of low efficiency. Fuels of high efficiency produce more heat and fuels of less efficiency produce less heat. So, a fuel is branded by one of its qualities, major important quality called as its efficiency. Then, how do we define the efficiency of a fuel? Whenever we are taking a fuel, especially 1 kg of fuel, let it be any fuel, let it be a solid, liquid or gaseous fuel. When we are burning 1 kg of your fuel and it is producing that heat, that amount of heat it is producing when 1 kg of that fuel is burned, we call it as calorific value. How do we define calorific value? It is the amount of heat produced when 1 kg of a fuel is burnt. So, we expect that the fuel which we are using has definitely high calorific value. If we have to express this calorific value, we express it in units called kilojoules per kg. Now, suppose you are given an option. You are asked to boil water, giving 3 options. 1. Use pieces of wood to boil water. Option 2, use a kerosene stove to boil the water. And option 3, a gas stove which every one of us has at home. So, what do you keep in mind? You first think that which is easier to do it. Definitely, we all opt for the third option, that is boiling the water with the help of the gas stove, which we are operating with the help of that fuel which runs with the fuel LPG. Why did we prefer LPG? Why not the wood or why not the kerosene? That means out of the 3 options left, we feel that this LPG is an ideal fuel. What do we keep in mind to brand it as an ideal fuel? First of all, it just starts burning with a spark. A lighter is enough for it to reach its ignition temperature. Point 1. Point 2, that means what? The ideal fuel should have low ignition temperature. It means it should start undergoing combustion immediately. A little heat should be enough. Second, it should produce high amount of energy. That means it should have high calorific value. Point 2, third characteristic is that it should be easy to carry. It is a cumbersome process to carry firewood and do our cooking process in our houses. So, it should be the fuel that we are choosing must be easily available. Point 1. Next, it should be cheaply available. It should be easy to carry. It should have low ignition temperature and high calorific value. Above all, equally important point is it should burn completely. What do you think that it should burn completely? If it does not burn completely, some part of that fuel remains unburnt, and this unburnt fuel is definitely a loss to us, because we expect that the fuel should undergo combustion completely, and then it should not pollute the atmosphere with lots of unburnt carbon particles released into the atmosphere. So, three most basic important characteristics of any ideal fuel in the sequence should be: they should have low ignition temperature, high calorific value, and they should not produce lots and lots of unburnt carbon particles. Least or minimum or no unburnt carbon particles must be produced when you prefer such a fuel. So these are the characteristics of an ideal fuel. Now without the fuel, our daily activities is imagining our daily activities is next to impossible. But do you think when you are burning these fuels that the damage caused to the surroundings is too much? Definitely yes. We run our vehicles, may it be a two-wheeler or a four-wheeler, with the help of most important fuels, petrol or diesel. In a thermal power plant, the coal is burnt on a large scale. In some industries, kerosene is also used. So what does that mean? When these fuels are burnt, they cause lot of damage to the environment. And what do we call such fuels? Such fuels are called as fossil fuels. These fuels like coal and petroleum, they are formed as a result of decomposition of plants and animals which were buried under the earth over millions of years ago. That means they are produced out of these fossils. What do you mean by fossils? These are the dead remains of plants and animals. These dead remains of plants and animals get converted into coal and petroleum, which are called as the fossil fuels. You'll be learning in detail in the chapter coal and petroleum of this class. Now, what are the harmful effects of burning these fossil fuels? When we go into a highly busy traffic area, we observe that we start seeing the smoke produced from these vehicles, and we stand near that, we feel suffocated. That means these vehicles which are using this petrol or diesel, they are undergoing combustion, but at the same time they're producing lot of unburnt carbon particles released into the atmosphere. These tiny particles, when we inhale, they lead to major respiratory diseases like bronchitis, asthma, suffocation, and so on. Do you think this is the only problem caused by them? No. Every fuel, when it is undergoing combustion, the common product produced is carbon dioxide. May it be a solid, liquid or gaseous fuel or any fuel on the earth, they produce carbon dioxide when they undergo combustion. So, where is this carbon dioxide going? This carbon dioxide is getting mixed up into the air and so causing the air pollution. Other than this carbon dioxide, two most harmful gases called nitrogen dioxide and sulfur dioxide are also produced. These two get mixed up with the atmosphere. Now, whenever there is a rainfall, the rainwater as it is falling down combines with these carbon dioxide, nitrogen dioxide and sulfur dioxide, and they lead to two most important acids, that is, out of nitrogen dioxide they produce nitrous acid, and with a sulfur dioxide they produce sulfurous acid, and these fall down and reach the soil, and this is called as acid rain. In class 7, you have learned about acids and the effects of acids. Now, when this acid rain, when it falls on to monuments, statues, and buildings, we learn that acids are corrosive in nature. So this acid rain starts corroding layers and layers of these monuments and statues. Other than this, when these acids fall on the plants, they damage the chlorophyll and at times lead to the yellowing of the leaves. Other than this, when this acid rain is absorbed into the water, into the soil, we learnt in class 7 that the neutrality of the soil is very important for the plants to grow. So when the acid rain reaches the soil turns acidic. And so we must neutralize this acidic soil by adding some bases like lime. So this acid rain has deleterious effect on plants, animals, animals living in the water bodies as well as in the soil, change the soil chemistry and whatnot. This is one of the most dangerous effects of this burning these fossil fuels. Other than this, when we burn these fossil fuels, as I said, most important byproduct is carbon dioxide. This carbon dioxide will be mixed up with the atmosphere. As more and more carbon dioxide is produced, this carbon dioxide has the tendency to absorb heat radiation. So, more is the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, more is the absorption of the sun's heat radiation, and so the atmospheric temperature increases. So what will happen if the atmospheric temperature increases? When this temperature increases, the water which is existing in the form of ice caps, as glaciers or as in the snow-clad mountains will start melting. So what happens? When these snow-clad mountains melt, the water reaches down the levels and the sea level increases and it leads to devastating effects on the life and property. So we not only should understand that fuels are used only for carrying out combustion for various needs of us, but equally burning these fossil fuels has dangerous effects, damaging effects on the environment, on the life as well. So in the complete chapter, if we have a recapitulation of this chapter from module 1 to the last, we understood what combustion is, combustible substances or the fuel, types of fuel, what is ignition temperature, role of ignition temperature, what are the different methods of extinguishing the flame, and we also have learnt about the types of combustion. After the types of combustion, we learned few activities to show that oxygen is necessary for combustion, then requirements for combustion, and what is a fire triangle. After that, we learned what an ideal fuel is, fuel efficiency, zones of the flame, why some substances burn and some do not burn with the flame, then what are the characteristics of an ideal fuel, and at the last, harmful effects of burning these fossil fuels. So I hope this lesson is very clear to you all. Thank you.